Paula, let's talk about some specific UFO cases, those that you have investigated, those that are your favorites. What would they be?
Well, the most powerful case that I was ever involved in was Colonel Philip Corso. And Colonel Corso, when he came to Italy, he would come for the conference, but he also stayed for Easter. So I found myself in the mountains in visiting his friend Rapanelli, and we were all in this hotel, and Colonel was able to tell me some stories, and his life was fascinating. And this is a man that had put together a lot of the conclusion, and he helped me so much see where this all started and where the back engineering of a lot of our technology came. For instance, I'll just tell you one real quick story, because this will interest you. He told me that in his artifacts file that he was given, he had a big back black piece of what looked like rubber, and he said that piece, he said, was the covering of the alien's eye. I always thought that the gray creatures had that was their eye, but it wasn't. He said that was peeled off, and he said that he and others in the Pentagon would walk around looking through this eye, and they could see things in the dark. And they realized that it was a light collector, and that night screening devices came from that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and you know, these little stories, you know, that he told me, and the precision with which he told them to me, you know, it was the oh my God factor here, and the man was telling the truth. I mean, I even checked out his Rome background. He was the head of intelligence from 1944 to 47. We went to his office. We went to where he stayed. We went everywhere, because when people have been in Italy, I can check out the story very
sure. Now, he was a real person, and he was real for what he did. I mean, it is truly an amazing story.
Yeah. And he isn't talked about very much in this country, and it upsets me, because I think all the Roswell researchers, from Don Schmidt to Stanton Friedman and all the rest, should all work together on Roswell. Now, Roswell is the one case. All of the people that wrote Roswell books should get together, and I just feel sometimes that, you know, we have a little bit of negativity among researchers, and what we should look at is working together. All the Roswell people should be working together. All the Area 51 people should be working together. All the contact people should be working, and then eventually we should have this symposium where we all share our ideas and put together the dots.
Did he ever say how lucky we were in this country that we were the ones that got this extraterrestrial alien technology, that it didn't fall in the hands of somebody else?
Well, he also said he did say the Germans had it before us.
They had it during World War II, didn't they?
Yeah, he said that. He said they had it, and he said that in his book, The Dawning of a New Age, and I'm praying that this gets released here, because it's on the stands in Italy. You can buy it at any bookstore. He talks about this technology being ever so important, in that if you put it together, you can see a technology pattern. He said Sarbacher knew. He said the whole electromagnetic situation, because, you know, electromagnetism was how the being flew with the ship. It became one with the ship. So he said Tesla's papers, Wilbur Smith from Canada, Sarbacher, you know, all these people were talking about this. He quotes it in this book. So these are top scientists that know the truth. But, you know, they're dealing with a matter of national security, but they can't admit that it exists. And they must be so frustrated. I feel sorry for them.
Was it the Roswell episode that gave us the reverse engineered technology?
Yes. He said he called it a gift. He said it was a gift. At the time, it was the Army Air Force that did the cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he also said that the Army had some artifacts and the Air Force had others. He's not sure what the Air Force had, but he knows what he had. And he describes it in detail.
And they picked up three aliens, I guess, and they all died eventually?
Well,
two were dead, or in
yeah,
one
well,
day?
I think I don't remember the exact, the Roswell people would know this, but he said, from what I understand, one was alive.
That's what I heard.
One was alive, but
why didn't his cohorts, though, come back down and get him?
We've talked about this just as philosophy, because if you want to get into the ufology as philosophy, this may have been a gift. If it was us from the future, they said, "Okay, we're gonna let the beings be here. We're gonna give you the technology. You get it together, because you keep going the way you're going, you're not going to make it. You're going to have some nuclear whatever if you don't stop playing that way. And the only way we can stop you is by sending us from the future back to tell you, to give you all this stuff to tell you, watch out.
So they took a few volunteers and sent them on
their
way, huh?
Yeah, because then if you know the Clifford Stone story, and he's in my book, people should read that part. He did crash retrieval. He said that on some crash retrievals, they did come back and get the body.
Well, heck, Paula, though, if they're us from the future, what happened to us?
Not good.
I mean, my gosh, our eyes got big. But
you can look at clones.
We lost all our hair. We got skinny and gray.
No. What the story is, according to Colonel Core, says you need a being to fly a craft. He said we cannot go out into space. In that book, Donnie of a New Age, he said that the astronauts lost 25% of their muscle tone or something when they came back. He said, we're not made. This body is not made to travel in space. It just can't do it.
Androids, huh?
Yeah. So it's like an advanced clone that does the job. He also said there was a microchip in one eye and in one lobe of the four-lobed brain. I mean, he's reciting the autopsy, for God's sakes. And he said that he was afraid, the military were afraid when they saw the autopsy that maybe they were reporting back to the creators.
Were you a little disappointed when he told you that they were time travelers as opposed to extraterrestrials?
No, because this is only one of the 57 races. I mean, I can't be disappointed if there's Pleiadians around, and then there's light beings around, and then there's the tall whites that we're looking at now. And, the Stan Romanek case that Deborah Lindemann is doing, he describes them as the possum people, these tall white beings. There are so many races that are visiting the planet. I guess your listeners have the obvious question, are they all benevolent?
No, they're not, are they?
And I think that as on Earth is in heaven, I said everybody has different agendas. You may have some non-benevolent groups up there. And you certainly have non-benevolent humans down here.